We are heading for trouble. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk to the experts from New Constructs, which evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way back up. It's forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis, because it's really easy to look at the numbers from the top down, go only skin deep, and be thinking... But when you dig in and you look a little more closely, sometimes you come to the conclusion...
This is an ugly business, man.
That's right. And if the business is ugly enough, it's actually dangerous. If you want to learn more about the most dangerous and most attractive stocks, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So there's always more details on all of the things we discuss with their experts here on the show. Joining me now, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst from New Constructs. Kyle, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Glad to be back. Thanks.
Kyle joins us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. Kyle, who's in the danger zone this week?
GameStop and Carvana.
Danger, danger.
GameStop and Carvana. GameStop, of course, the original meme stock, which has been in the past. Carvana, I believe, has also been in the danger zone in the past, but typically you don't bring them back to go, yeah, it's the same story over again. So what is new or different, or what makes them particularly dangerous now?
I've actually looked kind of like a theme on current volatile market and what investors need to be looking for. In the danger zone, we're always looking for companies, you know, negative core earnings, lower negative ROIC, negative free cash flow. GameStop and Carvana both fit those. And we're seeing kind of in this environment that top line growth doesn't satisfy the market anymore. When those growth stories kind of come to an end, those stocks fall fast. And we see, you know, saw Netflix this week. And so on the one hand, you've got GameStop is kind of taking the meme stock playbook that was almost perfected by Tesla, as we talked about last week. We've got GameStop, got the new chairman, got the new investment. They promised all these changes, you know, become the Amazon of gaming. They're going to the crypto. A couple weeks ago, they announced they want to do a stock split. The stock immediately bounced, and then it fell back down. But it was still that same meme stock playbook. But in reality, the business hasn't changed at all. It hasn't improved. It's only gotten worse. Core earnings have only fallen year over year since 2017. They're burning $474 million in free cash flow over the past 4 years, or 3 years, sorry. And it's just the stock hasn't fallen. It's, you know, fallen a little bit, come back, and now it's just in this current environment, we see that there's some significant risk in valuation.
The bigger question becomes, what's the catalyst? And the catalyst is always the hard thing to know. But given what we saw happen with Netflix and how that seems to be acting as a catalyst for a lot of fear in a lot of different industries, is there a likely catalyst that's going to make people understand what's going on here?
GameStop's probably a little harder to pick, only because the meme stock has proven much more resilient than we might have originally thought. I do think it will be more of a reality check. You know, that business itself is a traditional brick and mortar business, low margin, going up against, you know, the giants of Amazon, Target, Walmart, Best Buy. And so as we get quarters into this and the results don't improve simply because they're at a disadvantage to begin with, we think, you know, people realize, okay, this stock no longer needs to be anywhere near this level. And we think it could fall, you know, down to, you know, 48 a share.
Wow. 48 a share on GameStop, again, knowing that it's so hard to get it there. It's currently trading at about 140 a share. That's massive. Of course, every time somebody talks about it, that's when all the folks who have made it a meme stock jump in and seem to want to save it, regardless of whether or not there's anything there. What about on Carvana? How bad is the valuation there? And what's the likely catalyst? Because the thing with Carvana is, as long as people keep talking about global supply chain issues, and as long as the used car market is super tight and the new car market isn't necessarily bailing them out with, like, here's all the chips and we've gotten out of our backlog, you would think it can defy gravity for longer.
Carvana's, yeah, definitely in a interesting spot. They've got a couple issues, headwinds against the company right now. With the crazy high used car prices, obviously makes things more unaffordable to consumers. We got rising rates, rising oil and gas prices, which could push people into the smaller cars, which are usually less expensive. And then general inflation. They've obviously seen rapid revenue growth last year because of the downturn in 2020, but we're already seeing those growth rates fall. And this past quarter was the slowest year-over-year growth rate in the past 6 quarters. It was their first quarter-over-quarter fall in retail unit sales. You would think it's a great time to use car sales. Carvana, not so much. Margins are still negative for the business, and free cash flow is just a cash incinerator. They've burned, you know, $7.4 billion in free cash flow since 2016. They're currently raising more capital, which, if we look at the past, will just be burned and spent because the business itself is unprofitable. And it's not simply a used car dealership thing. We looked at CarMax and a bunch of other dealers. They've got positive margins. They've got greater scale in most cases. And with Carvana right now, it's priced to basically be bigger than CarMax and AutoNation, which are the two largest by revenue. So they've got massive expectations, a poor business model with negative margins. And we think even if we're optimistic and they grow just at consensus and then grow right at the industry rate through 2028, I think it could fall as low as 26 a share.
And it's currently trading at closer to 86 a share. So that's a pretty significant haircut. Do you look at a company like Carvana and does it remind you of, I don't know, pets.com, something along those lines where, you know, you talked about Auto Trader being bigger and Auto Nation being bigger, et cetera. But Carvana, maybe it's because of the ubiquitous commercials or what have you, feels bigger and feels like it's made more of this imprint. Does this feel like a classic old line, you know, early days of the internet stock that everybody knows about that someday is going to be one of those footnotes to history?
It's definitely got similarities there. The business is still the same. You know, they have to sell used cars. There's no innovation there. Yes, putting them in car elevators is cool, but it doesn't actually change the business of selling cars. They've tried to move more online, but CarMax is also selling cars online. So it's definitely a traditional business with a tech facelift put on it. And I think we're seeing that in the results. You know, they're not as profitable as these other companies that have greater scale, greater contacts in the industry to get cars into the lots and everything. And so it looks like a flashy business. Growth is awesome because they're a newer business, but the profitability is not there. And we see that the other competitors taking market share moving forward.
And again, the full report is about low return on investment companies, low ROIC businesses in turbulent markets. And those are the companies that Kyle and the crew at New Constructs thinks are headed for trouble, but particularly personified by GameStop, GME, and Carvana, CVNA, both potentially due for big haircuts if the guys at New Constructs are right about what their real value is. Kyle Guskey, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. NewConstructs.com for more information on Twitter at New Constructs. The Market Call's next. Chuck Carlson from The Drip Investor and Horizon Investment Services will be here in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.